The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Welcome back. You recall last week I interviewed Al and Charlotte. Now, they're owners of a home in Kensington, Maryland, thinking about possibly moving onto a houseboat. So last week we discussed the introduction of this idea and the conversations and some of the direction that they were going in. This week we want to get an update from them on their process. Good morning, Al. Good morning, Charlotte. Thank you all for joining me today.
Good morning.
Yep. Appreciate you guys.
Hello.
Hey. So tell me, okay, a week has gone by. What have you discovered and what have you decided so far?
Well, actually, after you made that introductory remark last week, it made us think, well, maybe we should think about this a little bit more.
You mean the one where I said you'd have to be absolutely crazy to move onto a houseboat?
Yeah. I think you said something like that. So now we went to see our mental health professor. So we thought, well, maybe what we should do is try living on a boat for a week.
Uh-huh.
Before we really get into this.
Okay.
We didn't mention last week, but we had done Airbnb and had stayed on a converted barge when we went to Ghent, Belgium, and that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to search Airbnb for, houseboat or, cruisers to rent for a week.
Okay.
And so that's what we did.
Okay. And so have you made the decision when you're going to do this?
Well, we haven't come up with the time yet because we have a few trips coming up.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that maybe we can do it in August now. Okay, we're thinking August now.
That's great because that's when the hurricanes come. So that'll be perfect.
We don't have hurricanes in D.C., do we?
Well,
no, they actually have Airbnbs in, people who live on the Potomac right now and
yes.
They're renting the boats.
Well, they all leave in August because of the hurricanes, and they're looking for people like you who will move in.
Do they have hurricanes in D.C.? Do they? I've never seen one.
No, anyway. No, it's been a long time. It was 1972 was the last time we had a serious hurricane come through, Hurricane Agnes. But, kidding aside, I think that's an excellent idea. You definitely want to, take a test drive of the idea. Maybe try a couple different kinds of houseboats and see what you think. So, okay. So...
Yeah.
Well, you know what we'll do then is let's punt the next chapter of the conversation unless you have something between now and roughly August to bring back, hey, here's more of what we've learned. Let's punt the conversation into August and let's consider.
Okay. It sounds great.
Maybe we'll let you know
how it is.
Yeah, maybe we can even do the interview on the boat or something.
That'd be cool.
All
right.
Mimosas, whatever. Okay. Well, so anything else you've learned? Besides that you wanted to go into a test drive?
Well, I actually learned that searching on Airbnb for a boat doesn't work. But if you just put in, renting a boat to live on, and then you can name your city,
mm-hmm.
and you can do this almost anywhere. So
renting
put in D.C.,
a boat.
And we're going to go try it in D.C.
What is Airbnb?
That's where you stay in other people's houses.
Mm-hmm.
We've done it in the United States, and we've done it in Europe. It's really very fun. So
you go to an Airbnb site, you go to Airbnb as a website.
It's called Airbnb,
mm-hmm.
and you log on and you can search anywhere you want to.
Okay.
For any amount of time.
Now, how does that compare? Have you tried a vacation rental by owner or HomeAway?
No, we haven't. I know some people who do, but Airbnb is a little more flexible for us. Like if you just want one night somewhere,
mm-hmm.
And like I said, you can do it anywhere. We're probably going to try that other too, but mm-hmm. it seems like everyone we've met there have done it for longer periods.
Well, that's true. I've got a place that I own that I rent out through Vacation Rental by Owner, HomeAway, and a minimum stay is a month because I don't want to have that.
So that's too much. So we've used this for domestic travel, like going to visit our daughter
mm-hmm.
for one night, and then we go to another place for a couple nights,
mm-hmm.
And then we link our vacation all together with various Airbnbs.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, do you pay a cleaning fee every time you stay somewhere?
Yes, they mostly have a cleaning fee, but the mm-hmm. places, like I stay in Washington State for $40 a night.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so it's really nice. And then when we went to the Amalfi Coast, our friends and us, the four people, got a monastery to stay in.
That is unbelievable. So, thank you so much. Let's check in again in August. And,
okay.
Thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful spring. We'll talk to you late summer.
All righty. Sounds good. We'll talk to you then.
Okay. Bye. Wow. So, Al and Charlotte are deep into hunting for a houseboat. And Sally Stepankus, thanks for joining us again.
My pleasure.
We chatted a little bit about the fabrics that have come out of nautical inventions to keep mold from going last week. Since last week, we also talked about coloring. A lot of times people go with navy, white, a little bit of red.
Yep.
Typical. And why are those the colors of any ideas? I mean, is that just forever and ever and ever? It seems like it's always been that way.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. I'm trying to think. I don't think I know the history behind nautical colors.
Are you saying that I stumped Stepankus?
You did. It's not that hard to do. I'm not sure why. I wonder, because often when you see sailboats, you know, the burgees, the flags are yellow, blue,
right,
white, and red. I wonder if that has anything to do with it. Or the blue of the sea, but it's navy, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, I mean, I think of those colors typically with Danish boats or, but anyway, if anybody knows the reason behind that, let us know at eric@ericstewartgroup.com. So, Sally, you do a lot of different kinds of decorating besides just houseboats.
Yes, right. Yes.
Tell us about something you're working on now.
Let's see. Well, I'm working on a project in Georgetown. It's a very large home, and the client brought me in to do the little guest house in the back, which is probably a 1,300 square foot guest house.
Wow.
Which is a nice size.
Mm-hmm.
Sits back in their very large Georgetown yard, and it's just charming. And this client decided she wanted to do something a little bit special that she hadn't done in the rest of the main house.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to explore her love of blue and white. So we used a lot of pottery, blue and white Chinese pottery,
mm-hmm.
But all different shades of blues. So periwinkles to aquas to navies, and that accent of white really keeps everything crisp and happy.
Mm.
It's really pretty.
So 1,300 square feet. Is this got a bedroom, a full bath, a kitchen?
Yep.
It's essentially a complete guest house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It has a little porch, and then you walk in. The whole front is French doors, and you walk into a living room that is open to the kind of a galley kitchen with a little eating area. So that's all one big open room. It does have a finished basement, if you can believe that. And then you take an adorable staircase with striped carpet I put in up the stairs to a one beautiful one bedroom full of windows and then a full bath. It's really lovely. I mean, I could live there.
So it's 1,300 square feet plus a basement. So
Which I haven't even really examined, but we're keeping a lot of stuff stored down there.
So I'm curious now. So because that size is almost like a traditional small house.
Yes.
Do you normally decorate a house like that? And if you did, what would it cost to have a Sally Stepankus?
Well,
decoration.
I would say this one cost this one was about $85,000
okay.
to do.
Okay.
And they did it up. I mean, they really did. I mean, essentially, it's two huge rooms or two big rooms and a bathroom, and we didn't do much in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But we did a lot of wallpaper. We did tons of window treatments. This little cottage has a lot of light coming in, and since this is going to be used as a guest cottage, the client wanted to make sure that everybody would be able to sleep if they stayed there.
So this is the beds, this is the furniture, this is everything.
Everything, rugs, window treatments, shades, bookcases, sleeper sofa, new chairs, pillows, everything.
Cool.
Yeah.
Take a look at stepankus.com. That's S-T-E-P-O-N-K-U-S, S-T-E-P-O-N-K-U-S.com if you want to check out Sally's work. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Coming up next, Stuart Rosenthal and more of The Eric Stuart Show. Don't go away.